So Geshe-la says, when we are meditating like this, we are sowing the seeds of faith in the field of the holy beings. And through this, the crops of good fortune and merit are growing. For as long as we are meditating, moment by moment, our merit and good fortune increase. The power of our virtuous actions increase. So what we have already accumulated also increases. For this reason, this assembly is called the field of accumulating merit. If we do this every day in our daily life, our merit and good fortune will increase. Then we will have enough merit or good fortune, and it will not be difficult to fulfill our wishes. There will be no experience obstacles to our spiritual progress. Normally, our normal daily problems, we want to achieve many things, but often it is difficult to fulfill. So this is just because we lack merit. In hundreds of deities of the Joyful Land, according to highest yoga tantra, we pray, oh my precious guru, wherever I may be, please always appear in the space before me. And with delight remain for 100,000 eons as a field in which I can sow the seeds of faith, and that the object through whom I can accumulate a collection of merit. This is what we need. So without these spaces, without this foundation, without this merit, this inner wealth, there is no way to realize emptiness. So therefore, I'm pushing here a little bit that we really engage in this practice correctly. So it is a very simple meditation. You don't need to study much to be able to do this. Understanding it is very easy. It is an easy meditation, but gives great results, huge results develops. Even if the motivation is not good, doesn't matter. Still, because our object is enlightened beings, just visualizing them is a cause for attaining enlightenment. I mean, this is just unbelievable. What else, what better thing can we do than visualizing holy beings? Just looking at an image. As you are creating the cause of enlightenment, moment by moment, not only in formal practice. Yeah. So even if we have a grumpy day, just look at an image of Buddha. One, your mind will change. Two, you accumulate merit instead of negative karma. It's a very, very powerful, important practice, which I think we do not take advantage enough of it. And we have to understand, generally, in samsara, it is very, very difficult for ordinary beings like us to practice pure virtue. You know, we have no opportunity to accumulate non-contaminated karma, or engage in non-contaminated actions, because all our actions are polluted, even virtuous actions are polluted by ignorance. So this is the only opportunity to accumulate non-contaminated virtue. Any action we engage related to holy beings. So, for example, this is why we need the center to set up offerings. We need to bring people in so they see Buddhas. Just seeing one Buddha one time is a cause of enlightenment. So the power of thinking of Buddhas, visualizing Buddhas, any activity related to Buddha, holy beings, through the power of the purity of the object, we have the unique opportunity to engage in actions which are actual causes of enlightenment. There's no other opportunity unless we realize emptiness. But for as long as our mind is polluted by ignorance, there's no chance. So we understand, so important we engage in this practice really, really sincerely. And we take the time and we use or get used to this new habit to think about Buddhas, to think about Dharma, to think about Sangha, holy objects. And this way, even if we have a bad day, we accumulate merit, causes of enlightenment, uncontaminated merit. So Geshe-la says, all virtuous activities related to enlightened beings, all these virtues are pure. Even if the motivation is not good, the actions are still pure. Even non-Buddhists who deny religion, still they are creating pure virtue. This action is the cause for them to attain enlightenment because the object is an enlightened being. So, therefore, we need a Dharma center where everybody just can walk in. Or even we have some centers in our tradition where from the road you can see Buddhas directly into the meditation room. I can remember when we opened the center in Madrid, so there's a glass door, and of course I could hear what people are saying. And then one man was standing there with his phone, and he said, "You won't believe what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a Buddha." He was shouting in his phone. I don't know to whom he talked, but he couldn't believe. Then suddenly a Buddha did appear to him, just looking through a window. It was very delightful.